Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, when you sent the 72 out to heal the sick and raise the dead, you said that you saw Satan fall like lightning from the sky. And so we look at those words and we think, boy, if only we had the power to do that. But your church does. Every time we baptize someone, every time we pray for someone, every time we receive the sacrament, every time we hear your word, every time the words of forgiveness are pronounced over your people, we are healed and Satan falls like lightning from the sky. What a beautiful sight that is. So today, as we go about sharing your healing together, may Satan fall, that Jesus may rise up more and more powerful and more beautiful in our lives. In his name we pray. Amen. You know, it's interesting. So this past week, I was in Illinois visiting a church, as some of you know. And if you don't know, well, now you do. And so I was there visiting. And you know, I've always had this, well, not always. In the last several years, there's been this transformation that's been happening in me that has focused more on love. Because God is love, right? And one of the things that I've realized, and I saw this last week as I was with the people in Illinois, and I've seen it here, and I've seen it at other churches I've visited, and we see it in Christianity in general, is that there are some really bad, crappy, abusive pastors out there who don't know how to love people. There are some really bad, crappy pastors out there that have beat people down for too many years. And I am in shock. And there are still really bad, crappy pastors out there that get up in front of their congregations every Sunday and tell them how bad they are and what they need to be doing and never tell them they love them and that they're loved by Jesus. And my heart is broken. For that, I apologize because I'm part of this clergy thing. And rightfully so, in the Missouri Synod, we're not very good at telling people they're loved. We're better at telling you how you should be doing things and why than we are going around and telling you you're loved and forgiven. That seems to be the climate of our synod today. I could go into the reasons why, but I'm on camera, so I won't. But one of the things I realized deeply is that the only way people can be healed, whether that be illness or mental illness, or worry or fear or struggle or marital problems, the only way people can be healed is through the love of Jesus. People desperately need to know they are loved. That Jesus sees beyond our faults. He sees beyond our past. He sees beyond our wrongdoings. And he loves us despite them. We need churches to be places of refuge where we can go, that even when we make mistakes, and let's be quite honest, churches aren't very good at this, especially to their pastors. Churches are at fault too, because pastors make mistakes, and then you have people who hold against them and hold grudges for the rest of their being. And you listen to St. James today, that's sinful and wrong. And if you hold a grudge, in my opinion, you don't have love, and in my opinion, you can't truly be a Christian if you hold a grudge. But that's just my opinion based on Scripture. But let's be honest. If churches can't be places of love where we love each other and look beyond our faults and celebrate our faults and celebrate the fact that we too are loved together by Jesus, people can't be healed. And we sit back and we wonder, why is the Christian church in the United States dying? Why aren't people being healed and restored every day? Well, if you look at our churches from the outside, I don't have to really give you that answer. It is very obvious that the Christian church in the United States today has become a place that's more focused on telling you how you should be living your lives, how much money you should be giving, what you should not be doing, and how to be happy without Jesus on your own than truly loving people where they are in the midst of their sinfulness. That's sad. You know, these call processes make you think a lot, and that's the one thing I've really realized is that the church is really sad nowadays. It's sad because we've forgotten to love each other. And more importantly, we've forgotten that Jesus loves us. The biggest message we need to hear every moment, every day of our lives is that we are loved and forgiven children of God, sealed in the cross, guaranteed through the resurrection of Jesus, given to us by baptism, received in the sacrament.